15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Tuesday. Got the head coach on the show, Rob Chudzinski, will join us tonight. We are going to catch up with the coach who has put together his entire staff. It's 21 coaches in all, counting Chudzinski, and he's going to break down for us the thinking behind these hires. We want to get into that with him. We know about the headline guys, but this is the North Turner, Ray Horton, but this will take it a little deeper in terms of just the overall thoughts in assembling the 20 assistants he now has. And he got them all in place by last week. I think there's still a team looking for what the Rams, still looking for a defensive coordinator. So it's a big deal to get your staff. And that's a situation where you had Jeff Fisher already in place as the head coach. This is a new head coach, and Rob Chudzinski trying to get everybody together from, you could say he started cold, but you know going into it, in pursuing a head coaching job, he had his list of guys that he wanted to bring in. There were people with whom he's worked previously that are on this staff, but others that he's identified that he feels are good fits. And we want to, again, get into all the thought behind that. Bernie Kosar joins us, making his regular... team. Lots of speculation about what the Browns might do for their next quarterback. Do they stay with Brandon Weeden? Is there really a possibility a Joe Flacco could be the Joe Flacco, not a Joe Flacco, I guess, the Joe Flacco could be available in free agency? I just don't see it, but we got to kick that one around because others have nationally. Peter King from Sports Illustrated, our good buddy for one. And maybe Alex Smith, his name has been kicked around as someone that might be in the Browns' thoughts. But who knows? And we've got I mean, this will be great fodder for the entire offseason, but it'll be nice to hear what the head coach quarterback, Bernie Kosar, says. We will have the head coach on, but we're going to talk assistant coaches with him, not personnel. We're going to talk quarterbacks with the quarterback, Bernie Kosar, and hear what he has to say about that. Your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. We'll get into those. The Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns_daily. Our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. You can leave a voice message or two or three or four, however many you want to leave. 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Plenty of room in that mailbox as well. Dustin from Facebook, there are several people who want to talk linebackers, and especially with, if I had to gauge what the hottest topic is surrounding this football team, it would be the linebacker position for sure, in as it relates to the defense and its switch from a 4-3 to more of a 3-4 base concept. And the coaching staff reflects as much, by the way. I mean, you can see by the positions that have been hired, there is an outside linebackers coach, Brian Baker, comes aboard from the Cowboys most recently where he worked. He had coached the defensive line there, but he's going to coach outside linebackers for the Browns. And there's an inside linebackers coach. Ken Flagel is going to do that with his many years of experience. So, again, inside and outside linebackers clearly are part of a four-man configuration of linebackers. But anyway, Dustin from Facebook wants to talk about Craig Robertson, who was a first-year player on last year's team. I mean, first-year player on this past season's team. Not a rookie, but a guy who had been brought aboard and been on practice squad and then got to play this past season. And Dustin says he always is around the ball. And L.J. Fort, who was a rookie last year, wasn't too far behind. I think that's true. In general terms, that's what you said about Craig Robertson. And he was. Now, to relate this to the scheme, I think a player is a player. I think instincts and aggressiveness and that feel that you have as a player applies regardless of the scheme. Now, your physical makeup can make you a better player, a better fit for a 3-4 versus a 4-3. Your height, weight, just the way your body is put together. And mostly it's a size thing. You want bigger guys in your linebacking group because you're asking them to function, especially outside linebackers, essentially as defensive ends. But they also have to be athletic enough to drop into coverage and, again, be multiple, be able to move around in different spots, just be versatile. And that's a special athlete, and it is a specific athlete. I think Craig Robertson could be someone who contributes in this defense, in this look that Ray Horton's putting together, because I think he can do multiple things, and I think his general instinctual play, that sense that we have of him, as you mentioned here, Dustin, always around the ball, is important. Fort is another guy I'm curious about. We didn't get to see, I mean, we saw some of him and saw a good portion of him to right off the bat, that he was put into some key spots for this team because of the injuries that there were to Chris Gokong and also Scott Fujita. I think he's another guy that merits that look, but there will be no doubt that this team's focus in personnel, in the draft, in free agency is going to be all about going after linebackers. And that leads to this next point, which is, what will the coaches, what are they doing now? What will they be doing in these coming days and weeks ahead? We're going to get into that with the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, along with asking him about the thinking behind what he's done, putting together this coaching staff. Big, big undertaking, mammoth undertaking, and that's complete. That's the first big step of his young head coaching career here with the Browns. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNR.
For the auto show, the deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in. And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
do I love you? Let me count the ways. That Discount Drug Mart saves you the Valentine's Day runaround. Start with ambassador greeting cards by Hallmark. From Puppy Love to Marry Me Now, ambassador cards know just what you want to say for Valentine's Day. Your loved one will be thrilled by Valentine's Day gifts from Discount Drug Mart. Decadent chocolate, teddy bears, perfumes, and colognes. The list goes on and on. How about a romantic movie from the DVD rental department? Don't forget that special bottle of wine. Discount Drug Mart saves you the Valentine's Day runaround and saves your wallet, too. Discount Drug Mart is open every day till 10 p.m.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
It's a whole new February at Subway, our biggest footlong event of the year, and you can get any footlong for a song. Many regular footlongs are $5 footlongs, and we've got amazing $6 footlong specials too. Enjoy favorites like the turkey breast as $5 footlongs, and hearty subs like the steak and cheese as $6 footlong specials.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax applicable. Exclude Supreme subs. Additional charge for extra presents, iron, and less than Hawaii.
State Farm, Kristen.
Wow, 3 a.m. You guys really are always there for me 24/7. That's like better than my mother.
Better than who?
Mom, get off the phone.
Where was this person when you needed? Did your diapers change? Maybe I should go.
No, Kristen, please stay. Mom, please get off the phone!
Or when you needed to be tucked in bed till you were 15 years old.
Okay, Kristen, I'll call you back.
State Farm is there for you 24/7, like no one else. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Check out the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Willoughby. It's on Euclid Avenue, just east of 350 5th Street. Get an unbelievable haircut from an experienced and beautiful stylist for just $10. Walk in anytime. It's wicked awesome.
Greg Eye
and Rhoda here to tell you about Bullseye Activewear. Bullseye Activewear can help you outfit your staff, team, or school. Follow them on Facebook. Head to bullseyeactivewear.com or give them a call, 330-220-1720.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
On a Football Tuesday edition, Vic Carucci with you here. And Browns fans, lock in your seats for the 2013 season today. Place deposits for new 2013 season tickets and receive great benefits, including your choice of the best available seats. Go to ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very pleased to be joined right now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. Coach, how's the offseason going so far?
Going great. Been busy and getting a lot done.
Well, that's what I wanted to talk with you about, is how busy you have been first putting together this coaching staff. And now that you've got it done, I'm sure there's a sense of, I don't know if the word is relief, but certainly accomplishment that you have all those pieces in place.
Well, for sure, and it's one of the biggest things that you want to get done early, and it's such an important piece to get done correctly as well. And so, you know, I took my time with it, feel like we've put together a great staff and are excited to get going.
What was your overall philosophy in assembling this staff?
Well, you know, I wanted to get great teachers, to get the best people that I could that fit the philosophy going forward that we want to have. I wanted to get a diverse group, a group, and have been able to do that. I feel like on all those things I've talked about, but a group that has some guys that have different experiences. You know, some guys that have been in the pros, some guys that have been in college, some guys that have been NFL players before, some younger guys, some guys that have more experience. So I think it's a real good mix, and that brings a lot of things to the table in terms of ideas. And, you know, and then the last thing is guys that can work well together and work well as a team.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that diverse background thing, because it does seem as if when you're in meetings, you're going to hear different perspectives, right? I think the whole point of having someone who, say, has been a player before he became a coach, or a guy who's just been a career coach, there's going to be different exchanges of ideas.
No doubt, and you want that. You don't want a lot of people in the room who are just nod their heads and never have opinions on things. And so getting those type of people that, you know, have different experiences and are able to share those is real valuable. And then ultimately you have to be on the same page together.
Right.
So there may be disagreements, there may be differences of opinion, but at the end of the day, you know, we're coming out and this is the way we're going to do it, the Browns way.
All right, and how, when you are interviewing, when you are selecting who will be part of the staff, how do you arrive at that conclusion that, okay, the backgrounds are going to be different, they have to be, these are different 21 different individuals, but what tells you that they can work together? And I know you don't really know that until they're actually doing it, but what gives you the faith that you've put together a group that will have good chemistry?
It's two parts, mainly, you know, doing the research and going through the process of talking to other coaches. Some of them I've worked with, so I know, you know, what it's like to work with them on a day-to-day basis. Others, you know, you're getting referrals from people, coaches or other people that have worked with these guys. And then the interview process itself and going through and having them here for a day and being around all of our coaches and, you know, asking them the questions that you're going to want to know and how they react to. And you get a feeling for that as through that whole process, and you put it together, and I feel great about the guys we have.
And you're looking at an average of more than 9 years of experience when you break it down. How important is that?
It's real important, and again, I think of the mix of what we have on the staff is the key. As we do have some younger coaches, some guys, it may be their first time coaching or having that opportunity, and then some guys who have been more, you know, have some more experience and have been around for a while, whether it's college, whether it's pros, and all those experiences coming together.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting too that and when I say 9 years average 9 years of experience, that's NFL experience. They have previous football experience, previous coaching experience on top of that. But like you said, you have some at the end of the spectrum with a year or a couple of years, but then you have North Turner with 27 years, and
right.
that's got to be quite a thing. Where when 27 say deals with 2 years or 1 year of experience, you know that person at the younger end has got to be absorbing like an open book.
Right, and the good thing, you know, as you look at the staff and the way you want to build a staff is, if we're doing a good job of hiring guys and hiring the right guys, that at some point they're going to have opportunities to advance, and that whether that's here or whether that's other places, and you hope that that's happening. I hope that that's happening.
Sure.
And so you have some other guys that are going to grow and going to learn as they are going through this process of coaching, and they'll be able to take the next steps within our organization.
Rob Chudzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And the structure, the staff structure, everybody does it a little differently. And this staff is different in terms of some titles and positions than the Browns previously had. And what I'm referring to is you have, because I guess of this more of a 3-4 base alignment defensively, an inside linebackers coach, an outside linebackers coach. You're looking at an assistant defensive backs coach. You're looking at quality control people on the offense and the defensive side. Just explain what your thinking was in structuring the staff this way.
You know, the biggest thing was on defense of how to lay out the structure at the linebacker position. And when going to a 3-4 defense, the outside linebackers are such critical guys in the defense. And looking at and interviewing and going through the process, Brian Baker was a guy who came really highly recommended. He's primarily been a defensive line coach.
Right.
Has some experience as a linebacker coach, but really primarily as a defensive line coach. And his specialty is developing pass rushers and outside pass rushers in particular. That's been his area of most experience. So really felt like, you know, going to the 3-4 defense, that being a critical position, that a guy like Brian can come in and fit real well as a guy who can help develop the outside pass rushers. He'll also work with Joe Cullen in terms of our sub packages where we're more four down, mm-hmm. in those type of situations, or our four down packages where we're in base, those things. So, and then having a guy like Ken Flagel, who has significant experience in the NFL and a number of different systems. He's been a coordinator himself. Really, I think, brings a lot to the table in terms of the linebacker play.
And quality control. I know it's done, even if the title doesn't necessarily specify as much, but you have specific guys who are here to be defensive and offensive quality control. Just explain what they do.
They're going to be involved primarily in the breakdowns of all the tape. They'll work on putting together the game plans and working with the coordinators in terms of the nuts and bolts of putting it together and having the things prepared, the materials prepared for the players. And there are coaches that are learning in the process of learning as well and growing, and hopefully someday that they'll have their opportunities to be position coaches themselves.
And the key, too, is that they're looking at tendencies of what, not only of what the opponent does, but what the Browns do, just so that you're not too predictable in certain ways, right? I mean, you want them to kind of remind you of what your tendencies are.
Right, and the self-scout is how we term that.
Yep.
So not only the opponent breakdowns, but our own self-scout breakdowns. They'll look at some league trends, league studies. So they really do a lot to help behind the scenes, specifically to the coordinators.
And in terms of your relationship with the coaches, Chud, how will you do that? And what I mean by that is, do you see yourself in having a lot of these group sessions where all the coaches are together on a frequent basis, or are you going to leave a lot of that to the coordinators to just have their groups? How do you involve yourself with the entire staff?
It's a combination of both. There's a lot of things that we'll need to talk about that are from an overall standpoint. And then once we can break to, you know, have things that are specific to the offense and defense, and special teams. I don't want to forget about Chris
right.
over there.
Right.
But Norv, Ray, and Chris will, you know, break out and do what they need to do and be in charge of their guys in terms of those specific areas.
What type of work is being done now by you and your staff?
Well, we just finished, obviously, last week, putting together the final pieces of the staff and bringing in the final guys for the staff. So one of the first things that we're doing right now is, and I've just actually finished that, is scheduling all the off-season activities. So phase one, phase two of the off-season program, and then the OTAs, and, of course, the mini camps that we're allowed to have. Our players are starting April 1st. We can start early, being a new staff, so okay. they can come for workouts on April 1st. So just getting all those things together, pretty much have those dates put together now. The other things we're starting on is get going on the playbook.
Right.
So that's going on in conjunction with us really looking at and sitting down and looking at our own players and getting ready for free agency and the draft upcoming. And that'll be a process that's going, you know, over the course of the next few weeks and months.
So just walking through the calendar, the first time that you're going to get your team together would be April 1st?
Actually go on the field with them. They can come here to start beginning workouts in the weight room, and we can actually meet with them at that point. We'll have a mini camp a couple weeks later.
All right.
So that'll be a team mini camp, a veteran mini camp, and that's a week or so before the draft. And then obviously we get into phase two of the off-season program where we can go out on the field. Coaches can go on the field with the players in phase two. And then phase three is obviously OTAs where we're going in more practice-type situation.
So basically the months of like May and June, we'll start seeing more of that.
We'll be on the field a lot.
On the field is what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah, what I meant by seeing. Yeah, the rest of it will be inside. And are you able to have, I know the rules are very specific about these things, but have you been able to have like introductory conversations with the players already under contract?
We have. It's nothing football specific at all whatsoever. It's the introductory type things and just getting to know the guys a little bit and for them to get to know me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
No problem, Vic.
He is Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. I'll answer your questions and comment on your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages next on ESPN 850 WKNR.
For the auto show, the deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more fuel-efficient Fords in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Right now, lease a new Focus or Fiesta for only $139 a month. Your choice. Only $139. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with four great lube sauces for a limited time.
Great times, great food, get too quick to Steak and Lube.
New year, new pricing, new phones, only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation, like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby, a Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around, all priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
It's my buddy Jim Twitchell. He's a Ford car doctor, and right now the doctor's with a patient. Doctor, what's the prognosis?
Well, Mike, I've examined the patient thoroughly.
Yes, and?
And I think she'll be good to the next checkup.
Yes! It's not really that dramatic, though, is it?
No, Mike, but it is that thorough. We check almost everything when you bring it to a Ford dealership.
The works. An oil change and more. $39.95 or less, minus a $10 mail-in rebate. That's $29.95. Up to 5 quarts oil. Taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. Rebate by check. See participating Ford dealer for exclusions and rebate details through 331-13.
Romantic music? Check. Candles? Check.
Set the mood for passion and romance this Valentine's Day with an unforgettable gift from Ashcroft and Oak Jewelers.
The perfect gift. Check.
Ashcroft and Oak. Jewelry created for now and forever.
Nearly five decades ago, we opened our first family-owned tire store in Cleveland. We believe in Northeast Ohio and still treat our customers like family. Conrad's continues to grow while other tire companies come and go. Today, Conrad's is still the local family-owned choice. Close to your work or home, with the best tire brands, low prices, and over 30 Northeast Ohio locations. And right now at Conrad's, get rebates up to $160 on select sets of four Goodyear tires with your Goodyear credit card.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code ROSE5. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the field, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least seven full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code ROSE5. That's secret code ROSE5.
Meet your inner hippie at Peace, Love, and Little Donuts in West Park. The grooviest donuts this side of the Milky Way. Peace, Love, and Little Donuts at Camp's Plaza next to Sherwin-Williams.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily. Driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Yeah, you fire your questions and comments to us via the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns _ Daily. Follow yours truly, it's me, at Vic Carucci, at VicCarucci. I appreciate the follows that we've had over, that we've added just over the last couple of years because of this, largely because of the show and your support. Chris from Facebook. A lot of conversation about linebackers. Now, Chris is asking about Chris Gokong, but this is a different Chris, according to what I could see in his first and last name. So this isn't Chris Gokong commenting on himself, and I mention that because you'll see why. He says Chris Gokong was very much missed at the linebacker spot, the other Chris said via Facebook. And he was. He was, for sure. His experience, his tenacity. There was a lot that this Browns linebacking corps could have used from Chris Gokong that he wasn't able to give because of that Achilles injury, that very freaky and unfortunate thing that he suffered back in early August, knocking him out for the season. Kind of an innocuous-looking coverage play, and a lot of people remember it. I mean, if they weren't at camp, they saw enough replays of it. And I would say that, you know, his situation is interesting, one of the more interesting. We can, you know, you look at Scott Fujita and you could probably conclude he had the neck injury that he suffered that limited him to what, three games this past year, and I would say he's likely to call it a day, call it a career sometime soon. I think we'll be hearing from Scott Fujita on that. But Chris Gokong is a guy who you see as having something to give. He's been mostly a 4-3 player. That's the defense that he understands best. But physically, he could hold up in a 3-4. Physically, I think he could fit in a 3-4 and bring that experience. Question is, what does he bring physically from a recovery standpoint, from that Achilles? How well is he going to be able to run? How much can he trust that, that Achilles, the repaired Achilles, because it's so hard for athletes to come back from that, and especially veteran players, and again, guys that have to drive and push off and do all the things that that your Achilles is involved in. So we'll see. But I do think they missed him, Chris. You're absolutely right about that. And you just wonder, a lot of what ifs. You know, you say, what if Joe Hayden played the five games that he missed, including the four that were a suspension and one was an injury? If he played four of those five, how different a season would it have been when you consider 0-5 during his absence? Nicholas from Facebook Looking back, he says injuries hurt the Browns at linebacker, and they had a lot of rookies playing. DeQuell Jackson did a good job. Yeah, DeQuell Jackson was good. I think he was more than good. I think he was very good, if not excellent, in many instances, carrying the load. I think so much was put on his back this past year, and you can't have that again. I don't care what the scheme is. You can't lose veteran players like Gokong and for whatever he could have contributed, Fujita, and say everything will be the same and throw a bunch of rookies out there and younger players and say, win with these guys. You know, it just doesn't work that way. It's just not effective. All the best ideas, the best plans, the best configuration of defense, your aggressive mentality, it's still dependent upon, do you have the players that are A, healthy, and B, good enough to carry out those schemes? Kirkman from Facebook, he's pretty declarative about Brandon Whedon. He says, Brandon Whedon won't be our starter. He's done, Kirkman says. Joe Banner and Jimmy Haslam want a pro, not a project. Well, I'm going to assume you're offering opinion here more than any direct sense of knowledge that you've been told something. I know there's speculation for sure that Brandon Whedon isn't the guy that the people at the top want or are excited about. My general sense is, and I have no specific knowledge of what the thinking is behind Brandon Whedon, but I would say that he'll get an opportunity to show what he can do. I mean, I just think he gets the opportunity. And you heard from Rob Chudzinski, a big part of what this staff is doing now is going over players, who's who and what, you know. They're analyzing and got to put a playbook together, got to install offense, got to install defense. A lot of things are happening simultaneously, including preparing for the draft, preparing for free agency. All of this is going on, and they're multitasking like crazy. I mean, the coaches are in here very, very early in the morning, and they're staying here at night. And I know that because I'm in the building from morning until night, and you can kind of tell the general comings and goings of this staff. They're not too far from this studio. And it's clear that a lot of work is being done on various fronts, but not the least of which is judging who's who and from last year's team and where they stand. And I would say with regard to Brandon Whedon, I do think there is the desire to have a more NFL-ready, starter-ready player. But that guy could be Whedon, by the way, in year two if he has a dramatically improved offseason or shows in the offseason that he's much better and that there's evidence and signs that he's doing things that appeal to this team. The other part of it is who else is out there? And, you know, you keep saying they want a pro, not a project, but I don't know who that pro is. And I'm not sure, and, you know, we're going to talk about this with Bernie Kosar, and it'll be a natural lead-in to, I think, what we talk about, because I want to hear what he has to say about where does Whedon stand in relation to who else might be there. And I don't know who else it would be. I can't definitively give you that guy, and you can't either. I mean, nobody can say, well, they're going to get this player. They're going to get this guy in the draft. Really? Because the draft doesn't offer many answers there. It's pretty much going to be a market where you either find somebody via free agency if that guy is there or a trade deal. And I think the market for potential trades, whether we're talking Alex Smith, whether we're talking Matt Flynn from Seattle, Smith from the 49ers, it's got to be helped by the fact that there isn't much in the way of a rookie quarterback class that has anyone really excited. This is just light years different from what we talked about in 2012, you know, heading into that draft. Okay, well, let's get some quarterback thoughts in about 2 minutes from the quarterback, from Bernie Kosar. He will join us, as he usually does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to ESPN 850 WKNO.
Wait for the auto show. The deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more F-Series in stock than anywhere in Ohio, with huge savings, like up to $9,000 off a new F-150, or lease one for only $199 a month. Only at Liberty will you get the most for your trade-in, and we will get you financed, guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
And all kinds of other tempting things. Take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, where double dipping is always encouraged. Get saucy with the new 1 pound of breaded boneless with 4 great lube sauces for limited time.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Looking for real value for your health insurance dollar? Look no further than Value Plus individual health insurance plans from Medical Mutual. Value Plus plans offer access to preventive care like immunizations and blood pressure and cholesterol screenings, paid for at 100%. Plus, Medical Mutual will cover your first 2 doctor's visits at no cost to you. For valuable information on their Value Plus plans, visit MedMutual.com, official health insurer of the Cleveland Browns.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday, Danny Bays. Happy birthday to us. Okay, I'm sorry. I know my singing voice is not excellent, but here's what is. This year marks 50 years of Danny Bays in business and going strong. Since this 50th birthday is a milestone we're celebrating, strap in and get ready for fantastic promotions all year long. For a limited time, we are bringing back one of our most popular offers on select bar stools, kitchen counter stools, and theater seats. It's simple. Visit Danny Bays, pick your perfect bar stool or theater seat, customize it to your style, and then buy 3 and get 1 free. This deal is the best. Actually, Danny Bays is the best. And that's why we've been around so long and keep on growing. I know that some of you think all we do is pool tables, but are you kidding me? There's so much more we offer. So buy 3 stools and get 1 absolutely free. Buy 3 theater seats and get 1 absolutely free. Hurry in. This won't last long. For details, visit us in Fairlawn, Mayfield Heights, or Westlake at Crocker Park. Or check us out at DannyBays.com. That's Danny, VEGHS.com.
It's Football Tuesday, and I'm Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford for this full hour, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And joining us now on the Rebel Wireless Hotline is Bernie Kosar, regular on the show. Bern, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Yourself?
Outstanding. Let's talk quarterbacks, because I know it's your favorite topic on this earth.
It is.
So let's get started with this. First of all, a lot of discussion about the Browns possibly looking toward someone like a Joe Flacco or an Alex Smith, because they might be available. Well, I want to start with Joe Flacco. I don't see, and you know Ozzie Newsome better than I do, your former teammate on the Browns, I don't see any way that Ozzie Newsome is going to try to make a deal that would send Joe Flacco not only to a team within the division, but anywhere other than Baltimore.
Well, Vic, I think you hit it right on. You know, there's too much, I think, respect and pride for the game that he's established in Baltimore. Whether we like it or not, he's established himself. He's been a winning quarterback. He's won playoff games every year. And to go to a team, a rival team, within the division, it's really a slap in the face, I think, to Baltimore and what they've done.
Yeah, there's way too much attachment to Flacco with Ozzie Newsome, with Stephen Bisciotti, the owner, with John Harbaugh, the head coach. They've put their careers on board with him, and he's carried them to where they expected to go with him, which is to the not only to the Super Bowl, winning the Super Bowl, winning the MVP, and I still can't see how you could make that argument to your fan base that you did the right thing by not signing him to a new contract.
Especially after the postseason that he had this year. 11 touchdowns, no interceptions, winning games on the road, winning the Super Bowl, being the Super Bowl MVP. I don't think, out of respect that he has, that Ozzie picked him from Delaware, I think with the 16th, 17th pick of the draft 5 years ago, that even he would want to do that, let alone Ozzie and Mr. Bisciotti wanting to do that.
Yeah, I think the place for Joe Flacco is right where he is. And even if they're going to have to lose some other parts to the puzzle via free agency because of the salary cap constraints, because whatever you do, whatever deal they make with him, and again, we can assume he gets paid the most of any player in the league, in league history, that's fine. But whatever he gets will be so far north of where he is now that they're going to have to make some concessions, that they're going to have to let some people go. But I think as long as you have that quarterback, that guy that got you there, you're in good shape.
Well, Vic, I think you hit a really crucial point right on the head that Joe Flacco, yeah, he could be the highest paid player. Yeah, he could get the most money. But at what price do you pay for that? I mean, us quarterbacks, we are victims or beneficiaries of the guys around us. And if he loses an offensive lineman, he loses Bolden, if he loses Jacoby Jones, if he loses the backup running back, at what price do you pay to get money that your team isn't as good? And I really think when push comes to shove, Ozzie will for sure get that point in his head.
Now, the other discussion about another quarterback possibly ending up with the Browns, and we've heard this right along for weeks now, is Alex Smith, for the obvious reason that the 49ers have Colin Kaepernick and he is excess baggage. So a lot of speculation that maybe the 49ers make a deal and reunite Alex Smith with Norv Turner, who had been there in San Francisco with him and got him to play some of his best football when Turner was there. So that's how those dots are being connected. But as I look at Alex Smith, first of all, and then look at what Norv Turner wants to do with an offense, I don't see truly the ideal fit there. This is not the down-the-field passing game kind of guy that I think Norv Turner would ideally want as his quarterback.
Well, again, once again, I think you kind of hit it right on the head. And again, I don't want to be a disciple or criticism of the West Coast offense, but Alex Smith has done a little more of that in his day, and probably last year's offense with the Browns would be better suited for what he does. And I know him and Norv spent time together, and Norv's had a lot of success with a lot of us quarterbacks. So, you know, that it's just not Alex Smith where he's done good with. And he knows how, to adjust his play calling and the schemes to fit given quarterbacks. But I actually think that, you know, Alex Smith had a fantastic year last year. Colin Kaepernick had an even better year. But Brandon Wheaton is going to get a chance, I think, with his arm strength and the way Norv and Chud like to call plays, to really show big improvement from year one to year two.
Bernie Kosar joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, a regular here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You brought up Brandon Wheaton, and yeah, that's the other part of this conversation. What happens to him? What is his future with the Browns? Certainly the questions are legitimately asked because, again, he wasn't the quarterback that the head coach or the vice president of player personnel or the CEO or the owner, anybody brought in. They inherited Brandon Wheaton. They might very well want somebody differently to play that position. So that's okay as a rule of thumb in the NFL. That happens. I'm okay with that. But I'm not so sure that you want to be too quick to give up on a guy whose physical skill set just seems to me to fit what Norv Turner likes to do.
Well, I don't want to sound hypocritical here, but anytime you're picking within the top 10, I think everybody's job is at stake, and you have to continue to prove yourself. That being said, Brandon Wheaton going from year one to year two, I think you'd get more drastic improvement. Plus, you hit it right on the head again. his physical skills, I think, are set up very well for this down-the-field vertical throwing game that I think we're going to see in Cleveland next year.
Yeah, big guy, strong arm, stands tall in the pocket, needs work, there's no doubt, but he was a rookie, and he's a rookie who played 15 games, and he played in a system that maybe didn't completely suit his skill set, but certainly brought out some good qualities in him, and I think also reflected some of the many of the areas where he needs work. And through the second half of the season, he did enough that I think showed that he's got a lot of work to do, needs a lot of help. So if you go in with the faith that I at least have, that a great quarterback teacher like Turner works with him and gets him in an offense that he can, in which he can flourish, then I think you're looking at a lot of upside production from Brandon Whedon.
Well, Vic, you're a lot more artful and tactful than me. the offensive system did not fit his skill set last year, and I think he was trying to make plays within a system that maybe he's not conducive to doing. So this down the field vertical throwing game that me and you just keep talking about, it's definitely something that's going to give him his best chance to be successful.
I've heard you say he was put on this earth to run that system.
Well, he has the arm strength, the skill set, the skinny post, the skinny eight, the deep comebacks, the fades, the post routes. That's what I really believe he's put on this earth to do.
And here's the other part of this. I think the worst case scenario to me would be you've got this physical talent. You've got this raw guy. What's the worst to keeping him? What's the worst thing that can happen, I guess, to keeping him around, even if you decide someone else is your starter and you've still got him here to procure, to develop into that guy?
Well, definitely the way the draft is set up now, the way the salary cap is set up now, the way the rookie wage scale is set up now, you're 100% right. There's no downside in having him around, especially, again, not to be repetitive, but this skill set, this offense, is meant for somebody with these type of abilities that I think Brandon Whedon has.
And if you're Brandon Whedon and you're doing, you know, I talked with him on New Year's Eve, right when the team, everybody was cleaning out for the locker room cleanout for the off season, and he was talking about what his future looked like as far as the off season, as far as things he needed to work on, his immediate future, and again, not knowing at that time where things would be going with the coach and the system. Now he knows all of that. But it seems to me like if you're Brandon, at some point after a little rest and let that arm rest, and he certainly had some, you know, he needed to get healthier, the shoulder and so forth. I think you're looking at the idea that you've got to start maybe whenever he gets the clearance to do this, start getting yourself ready to compete in this offense. I don't know exactly when that starts, but shouldn't that be the mindset, Bernie?
Absolutely. I mean, in today's NFL, the off season and the season is a one big repetitive cycle. And his ability to learn the system, get the timing, get a jump start on throwing the routes and understanding the system, I definitely think it's imperative.
Yeah, and you can even, I mean, there's a certain amount you can do just in terms of studying tape and such of what this offense will look like, right? And sort of visualizing yourself in it. I mean, I could see you doing that if you were in these circumstances.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I do it anyways, and I'm 49 years old. Brandon will quickly get the core concepts, the core philosophical beliefs that Coach Judd and Coach Turner have, and mentally being able to do it, mentally understanding it, and then physically transferring that onto the field. He'll definitely be doing that in the March and April time frame.
I love talking about your favorite topic, quarterbacks. I really do.
Can't get me to shut up.
He is Bernie Kosar. Thank you, brother, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good.
All right. Joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Go Don't wait for the auto show. The deals have arrived at Liberty Ford. Liberty has more redesigned Fusions and Escapes in stock than anywhere in Ohio. Lease your choice for only $199. That's right. Lease a new Fusion or Escape for $199. Only at Liberty. Will you get the most for your trade-in? And we will get you financed. Guaranteed. Hurry for the best auto show deals. Only at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
New year, new pricing, new phones. Only at Rebel Wireless. Get unlimited talk, text, and data with Rebel's unbeatable new pricing starting at only $40 per month. Plus, your first month is free with any smartphone activation, like the pretty awesome Android-powered ZTE Shelby, a Rebel exclusive under $100. Don't miss our entire lineup of the smartest smartphones around, all priced to save you more. New year, same unbeatable value. Rebel Wireless. Come save with us.
Limited time offer. Free month offer ends February 28, 2013. Requires activation on the $45 smartphone plan. See sales associate for details.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey guys, this is Michael Rega, and if you're like me and you want to give a terrific gift for that special someone for Valentine's Day, you got to get them a gift to Spa West. That's right, a gift to be pampered, to relax. I've been to Spa West. Yes, I have. Spa's absolutely beautiful. It's Ohio's largest day spa. You could ask about Cool Sculpting. That's a revolutionary non-surgical body contouring treatment. Call them 440-899-SPA-W, 440-899-SPA-W. Spa West in Westlake. I'll see you there.
Hey golfers, be sure to pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card, backed by popular demand. Play several of Ohio's top golf courses, all for $99. The ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card includes golf at Little Mountain, Fowler's Mill, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shale Creek, The Quarry, and Raintree. Purchase your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health Golf Card at ESPNClevelandGolf.com. That's ESPNClevelandGolf.com. Cart fees not included. Quantities are limited. Some restrictions apply. Catch Cleveland State Vikings basketball and the ESPN Cleveland Street Team at the Wolstein Center this Friday as the men battle Green Bay at 9 p.m. Come out to play some great games and win some amazing prizes with the ESPN Cleveland Street Team. Hoopy Hour starts at 7:30, and the first 2,000 fans get a free blackout game basketball t-shirt. Come out and support your Cleveland State Vikings at ESPN Cleveland this Friday night. For more information, visit csuvikings.com. Go Vikings!
Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
Vic Carucci with you on this Football Tuesday. Go back to your comments and questions that you submit to the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, and that Browns Daily Twitter handle at Browns underscore daily, and you can send them directly to my Twitter account at VICCARUCCI. Jim from Facebook, he says, it looks like the Browns are going to play more 3-4 than Ray Horton stated as they released Frosty Rucker, the defensive end. That happened last week. I wonder where he's going to get linebackers to play a base 3-4. Well, first of all, I mean, you sort of say this with a little sense of surprise and that maybe you're taken aback and that Ray Horton was advertising something other than playing a 3-4. What he said in his introductory news conference of a couple of weeks ago was that there would be multiple fronts, and I believe him on that. But when you're talking about your base scheme, 3-4 is that. 3-4 is what this base scheme is, and there's no two ways about it. When you know that the comparison of this defense, its lineage is from Dick LeBeau's defense and his scheming in Cincinnati as a coach and as a and the defensive coordinator in Pittsburgh, that's what you have. You have more 3-4 principles as your base than anything else. And therefore, Frosty Rucker didn't fit. He was a physical non-fit for this scheme, the way he was built, what he doesn't do in the way of coverage, and what he doesn't do really in the way of, you know, being kind of, you can put a bigger guy at end, and he's not a small guy. And in the 4-3, I think he had a little more of that versatility that fit that defense, but not so much with a 3-4. And I think, you know, you think more of a Billy Winn physically than you do a Frosty Rucker. And, you know, I think that's just not where you're going to see a good fit for him. So I don't think that revealed something, Jim, as you're kind of saying that you're going to see more. And to your question of where are you going to get the linebackers, you get him in the draft. You get him in free agency. You know, you get him in the usual places. Maybe you trade for somebody. I don't know that that's going to likely happen. You don't see many such moves, but I wouldn't rule out anything there. And you go into the offseason with a plan of finding those right parts that do fit that defense, which this team is doing. We'll be at the Combine next week. We'll broadcast there a week from this Thursday and Friday. We'll have shows from Indianapolis. And while there, you know, we'll get a feel for certainly who the players are that players are at the Combine, but the combination of underclassmen with the seniors that are there. We covered the Senior Bowl a few weeks back in Mobile, Alabama, where you were just strictly talking about a senior class that I think had some limitations as far as the defensive front seven side. But I think you're going to see a whole different picture. I know you will. Once we get to the Combine and once we're talking about a fuller group of athletes that represent underclassmen as well as the upperclassmen. So that's where they're going to find them. And they're going to find them. They're going to find guys that fit. And I think they're going to develop, and I wrote this for ClevelandBrowns.com, I think younger linebackers that have been on this team, we've talked about Craig Robertson, we've talked about L.J. Fort, James Michael Johnson. I don't necessarily think you have to automatically eliminate those guys because they were drafted for a team that was playing a 4-3. I think their youth and athletic ability makes them viable candidates to be sort of trained or retrained into what this defense will be all about. And that's the beauty of them being as young as they are. I mean, that's just exactly what you want this coaching staff to dig into, is getting younger players up to speed, you know, to what they want them, to what this staff and this vision is all about. Richard from Facebook, he says, why would the Browns want Alex Smith? Hello, people. He was injured last year and replaced by a backup that took the 49ers to the Super Bowl. If Smith would have come back after his injury, the 49ers wouldn't have made it to the Super Bowl. Smith is now second on the 49ers depth chart. Yeah, just as a reminder. Well, the mere fact that Colin Kaepernick knocked him out of the job, and Colin Kaepernick, in a matter of only 10 starts, makes his 10th start in the Super Bowl, unbelievable story, doesn't necessarily make Alex Smith the guy that you don't want somewhere else, including here. I think it's the reasons of what kind of a fit is he. And I talked about this with Bernie Kosar. If you heard that, I hope you did during the show, where Bernie broke him down. More of the West Coast style of quarterback. Turner certainly got the most out of him when Norv was there as a coach, but Norv also had the benefit of a team that I think was pounding the football a lot. Remember, Mike Singletary was coaching, was the head coach. Different philosophy than they have with Jim Harbaugh. And again, when you think Norv Turner, you think attacking, you think downfield, you think that guy who's more of the big arm kind of guy. It could be him. Maybe it's him, but I'm not as... I want to focus on the football part, not so much on the part that, you know, he lost the job. That's not necessarily the best compliment for him, but it's not necessarily the worst criticism. Rob Chudzinski, we want to thank him, and Bernie Kosar, and Drew Boatner, and Joe Meadows, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. We will be back with you again tomorrow night in this slot on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.